St. John. Welcome again to another fun-filled edition of Rock O'Clock with your host, DJ Dangerous Derek, and MC Badass Brian Cleveland. And we're breakdancing and doing a radio show. This is Rock O'Clock.
I was bodacious.
I think bodacious dates it a little bit. I think badass makes
battle
it.
Battle ready.
Battle ready? BJ, how about breakdancing?
Yep.
It just describes what you like to do.
Want to see my best move?
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Whoa.
That's just me. No, I'm just moving the chairs to get more space on the floor.
Oh, I thought we were going to do this thing where people would take advantage of radio being a non-visual medium.
Yeah, we were.
Medium.
Oh, okay. That's exactly what we were doing.
And that, yeah,
but you didn't play along very well.
Yet that was still your best move. You told me that you're just squeaking the chair around, though. Maybe doing chin-ups.
I already did 20 sit-ups.
I do that. That's part of my regular. That's part of the regular routine. Chin-ups.
I wasn't wearing any clothing.
I do burpees. Burpees are my exercise of choice before a big show.
I do hot nude yoga.
That's my second favorite move before a show.
Hot and warmth, not in...
Hot in temperature, not yeah. Not in degree
visuals.
Of appeal, not in visual appeal. That's what they mean. Yeah.
So if you're just tuning in, this is Rock O'Clock. We're on the air for the next hour and a half, bringing you all kinds of good new and not so new tunes, mostly of the rock and or roll variety from the great state of Canada.
State of Canada and other parts as well.
Yeah.
I guess. You know,
it's us all over the place.
From other countries. It's a show with international appeal.
It has madcap shenanigans.
Yep. Breakdancing.
Debauchery.
Breakdancing. Sometimes we wrestle. I don't know.
And then we ramble on long enough that we throw some tunes, and we have some good piles started already here. It's looking pretty hearty.
Yep. Lots of good stuff. And if you have requests, as always, you can call the booth 648-5925. If you don't want to, if you just want to sit back and relax and trust us with your ears, that works as well. You can tune in through the radio, 107.3, as you know, or go to localfm.ca and click on the links to listen live. Go to Rogers Cable, channel 949, or Alliant Cable with channel 824. Listen through your television. You're just looking into the abyss, but you're listening to all kinds of fun business.
If you stare hard enough, you can get visuals.
Yeah, you just get little traces.
You stare at the black screen long enough, it's like a
those magic
optical, yeah, optical illusion.
I see two horses eating some clover.
Yeah, if you stare long enough, we are able to put images in there in amongst the black.
Yeah,
every DJ is able to do that. If they tell you that they're not, they just don't know yet.
They haven't been practicing their wizardry.
Yeah, Derek has some CDs in a pile. I have some CDs in a pile. Have the brand new TV Freaks record, who are a pretty cool group out of Hamilton that toured through St. John not too long ago, but not too recently. But I believe it was this year. They put on a really cool show, and that was with Babysitter and some other folks. And their new record is called Two. I'm not sure it's their second record, but maybe it is. I'm led to believe that that might be the case.
Is it spelled T-W-O or
it
T-O-O?
Is.
Oh, okay.
We have a new Aurora record that we played from last week. Probably give you some of that again. A new record from Twin Library, who are a pretty cool group that tend to put out a fair amount of records. They put out like two records a year or so. They're going for the old...
The record...
The old Guided by Voices formula.
Yeah, speaking of that, we have Guided by Voices too, which is, this is good. Wait, goes into our Wayback Machine. That's in my pile. It's from 2003. We'll hear some of that in the immediate future, very soon. What are we playing first? We have two CDs on the go.
It's up to you. You do it. Go ahead. That's a long Guided by Voices song. 5 minutes? That's just crazy.
I know. I think that was the appeal when I found out this was a great song way back. And I think that was my initial motivation, was just to fill up 5 minutes. And I started liking the song. So there you go. Happy endings. So maybe we'll hear that. And then the what you have in the top one, your TV Freaks. So we'll do that. And in my pile, it's all Playbox. So you might hear some our pile. Let's call it our pile.
My pile and our pile?
Well, no, it's our pile. There's no your pile.
Collectively,
my pile.
These two piles are our pile.
Ryan, let's mix our piles together.
But then we'll just, that's just crazy. Yeah. What if we get lost?
It's kooky, I know.
I also have a sheet of paper that with things on it.
I have a mobile device with ideas.
Where do I put the sheet of paper? In here?
You could shuffle it into the pile. I'll shuffle my mobile device in there as well. But I have some music from Reversing Falls, from the New Deer Hunter, some Daft Punk, A.A. Wallace. We have all kinds of stuff in here. The Heavy Blinkers, a few arts and crafts compilations, and some new music from the Sadies as well.
I moved my sheet of paper from the middle of the pile to the top, so we'll never get to any of those things. Oh, no. Dare just ripped my sheet of paper in half.
Ah, well, that's what happens. That's democracy. Well, let's hear some Guided by Voices and then a lot of other things. So stay tuned. Request 648-5925. No requests means just don't pick up the phone and just sit there.
It'll all be good.
Yeah, you can trust us. Here's some music for you. Enjoy it.
Maybe this is hell. Best. Touch me in my mind. I never should. Whenever I get this way, I just don't know what to say. Why can't we be ourselves like we were yesterday? I'm not sure what this could mean. I don't think you're what you seem. I do admit to myself that if I hurt someone else, then I'll never see just what we're meant to be. Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you say the words that I can't say. Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray.
And we're back, having adventures and experiencing slight disappointment.
Why?
Because the Halloween sound effects won't work. I'm trying. I try to do a nice show.
Why won't they work?
I don't know. It's some kind of weird thing that's happening.
Is it you not knowing how to do things?
I don't think it is. I think it's the YouTube thing doesn't want to share its Halloween bounty with me. I just wanted to play some. I just wanted to bring joy to the Greater St. John area with Halloween sound effects, and it's not happening.
Well, while you try to fiddle with the super difficult and confusing technology,
there's an X.
That probably has an easy solution to it.
There's an X there that's very foreboding.
I'll tell you about some of the music that you heard. Just drag the slider up on it.
It doesn't work.
Come on, Derek. Click on it. Now drag it. There you go. Like I said, not...
Look!
Derek will admit that he's not the most technically sound individual, won't
there,
you?
Brian, there is an X. Come on, man. There's an X there.
You're listening to Rock O'Clock before we came back and wasted 2 minutes of your time with Derek stumbling with technology like an 80-year-old man.
There's an X.
You heard Rat-A-Tat with the track called Miranda from their 2008 record LP3. You heard Apostle Hustle and Zeus with a track from their Arts and Crafts collaboration from the album XX called Bizarre Love Triangle. You heard Lab Coast with Guessing Anyhow from their new record Walking on Air. You heard from TV Freaks and their new record 2 and a track called Battle. And we started off the show with an old classic from Guided by Voices from a Best of Collection and an unreleased track called Back to Saturn X. Now, Derek, why are you playing Halloween sounds? Because it's not Halloween.
Because we're getting close to Halloween, and, well, it seems like we're getting close. And have you picked out your costume yet, Brian?
I'm going to be a better version of myself.
So it's like a super motivational Halloween?
I'm going to walk around with the 3 degrees.
3 degrees.
And a barrel of money. I don't know how else to be a better me.
You can be a philanthropist. You can dress like a philanthropist.
I hate dressing up. I hate it so much.
Yeah, me too. I don't know how to... It's something that I actively try to avoid. And usually if I can just... I used to have this... I don't know if I told you about this, but it was like a... Like you dress up because you want to for the first few years, and I figured out pretty early that I hated dressing
just
up.
Just a sec. This is my favorite part.
Oh, wait. Where's the screaming?
Classic.
Yeah. But... I ended up, I think it was around 12. I think dressing like a mummy kind of ruined me because I spent all this time dressing like a mummy and I wrapped myself in torn up bandages and I was wearing my long underwear under these bandages. And as I got halfway around the block, the bandages started coming off. So by the end of it, I was just a boy in his underwear with a candy bag full of old strips of cloth and candy and safety pins. And eventually people were like, oh, what are you supposed to be? Started off as a mummy. They knew it. And then by all the way around the block, they figured out that, oh, what are you? And it's like, oh,
what did
my
you
underwear.
Tell them? Were you your underwear boy?
I'm my underwear. But then after that, I just started dressing like, I just started grabbing whatever. What if I just wanted a snack, I'd throw a blanket on my head and run outside and be like, I'm an old lady. That was my go-to.
That's like, a really sad, Derek. A really sad story, Derek.
Well, it was just I'd only go. I didn't really love the candy, and I didn't love it enough to get all dressed up. So I'd just go 5 houses up and 5 houses back, just enough to get a little bit of candy. It was, you know. But then again, that was when I was 30. Just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah. So do you have music set up there?
Yeah, we can hear B-Dog. Another track from this new Aurora record called In the Pines. We're going to hear track 7, which is called One.
How long can I call you B-Dog ironically before it sticks? And people start calling you B-Dog unironically.
I don't think it will stick.
Okay.
Because that's a stupid nickname.
come on, B-Dog.
All right. Oh, D-Slice. You really get me. All right, here's Aurora. Stay tuned. You're listening to Rock O'Clock. About an hour left to go, so lots of tunes coming your way.
Here we go.
The Jack of Diamonds is a hardcore, too hard a car to plead. I got hepatitis C from shooting speed. Is it him dead or is it me? No one's calling me to salvation or understanding who I am.
Anymore. You cut the wires now. Open this heart of mine. asking, yes, it's true. We've been waiting for you. We've been waiting for you. Persuade your husband he should stay at our disposal for today and take down everything we say. About the new school bus assistance, I'm in charge. I'm leaving seven sleeping children in the seats in the trends, induced by air conditioning. So I went back up to our room and told my husband to sit down on the end table and that he was getting very sleepy. When his eyes went out, I put the pen back in his left hand. At phases 8 and 30, when the four faculties are done, but the principles are some. The solar period, if you look, is like the bishop in the brook, so it says in this book. Right by the new school bus, it's in second charge. I leave at 7, sleeping children in the seats in a trance, induced by air conditioning. Sent away to New Mexico for. It was made by a special commission of Navajo basketball coaches and blonde ladies.
Thanks. to call, but I was scared. Your name's been sitting on my tongue these days. I don't know who put it there. Oh, it's been so long since I put our record on. As it spins, I close my eyes and I smile. If it takes one to know how often love comes and goes, then you'll be on my mind. Keep your picture in my wallet, the one you signed with OXO. Your face has faded as the days go by, but I can't seem to let it go. Oh, it's been so long since I put a record on. As it spins, I close my eyes and I smile. It takes one to know how often love comes and goes, then you'll be on my mind for a while. As the pages are ripped from the months that I flip, oh, years go by and by. As the record skips, your kisses on my lips, I sit here and daydream for hours and hours. I wonder, am I on your mind? I found your number in my pocket. I brush off all of that old fear. If you should answer, I'll say, darling, oh, I've been waiting here for years. Oh, it's been so long since I put our record on. As it spins, I close my eyes and I smile. If it takes one to know how often love comes and goes, then you'll be on my mind for a while. Takes one to know how often love comes and goes, then you'll be on my mind for a while. Yeah, you'll be on my mind for a while.
Hey everybody, we're back, and you're back listening to us on our radio show, which is called Rock O'Clock, and I am Derek, and Brian is over there. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Derek. That was Jessica Ray from her new album, Far Gone Lullabies, a track called On My Mind for a While. And has another pretty cool maritime musician, Steve Poltz, on that. So check out new record. I believe there's a release show coming up soon at the Sanctuary Theater. She's also playing as part of Music New Brunswick Week, which is coming up in a couple weeks if you're listening to this live in October 2013. Otherwise, travel in time and come to the Music New Brunswick Week. I heard it was amazing.
Good times.
We also heard from Esther Gray a track called A Gift. We heard from The Fiery Furnaces, a Derek favorite.
Yep.
Automatic Husband. You also heard from Bajaboulé and a track from her new record, Tall, Tall Shadow, which was called Wires. You heard from The Ravenettes, That Great Love Sound from their classic debut record. You heard I Don't Care by Young Rival, and you heard One by Aurora.
Oh,
long
yeah.
Set, actually.
Yeah, we've just been hanging out and crocheting in the booth.
What did you make?
I made myself a Halloween costume.
Oh, it's great. What is it?
It's a pumpkin. No, it's not.
Oh, great. More Halloween sounds. That didn't get old.
Can we?
That's never gotten old.
What's the date today? It's like maybe the...
It's the 7th.
The 7th. So we've got a few more weeks of this.
So are you going to do this for 3 weeks?
Yes.
I hope not. I'm not coming.
Is Halloween on the show? Oh, no, it's not.
It's on a Friday this year.
So, yeah.
Darn, eh?
We could have had a Halloween extravaganza.
We could make werewolf sounds.
We could dress like a... I think in my time working here, I don't remember who it was. And if I did, I wouldn't tell. But some people used to dress up to do their Halloween show. And I was like, no one can see you, you know?
Yeah, but they're having fun.
I know.
Way to rain on people's parades.
I know. I didn't, and I don't. But I just thought it was strange. And also, I hate dressing up, so that kind of factored into
it. Oh, what's that noise supposed to be? Aliens?
Aliens with lasers.
It's not really scary or Halloween-y at all.
I don't know. Like, I remember the... The tapes they used to have when I was younger and trick-or-treating, there was, like, full-on murder sounds.
There was a, my mom had a CD of Halloween tapes that was horrifying. Like, I was literally scared by this CD. It's just sound, and it was terrifying.
Heavy breathing and screaming and, like, I don't think it was gunshots, but sounds of disembowelment, whatever that sounds like. Spooky stuff.
Scary laughing.
Yep.
Cackling, screaming.
One year,
Door creaking noises like that one, but scarier.
I don't know what the overlap is between hunting season and Halloween. But one year, we went to this guy's house who lived up the street, and his garage door was open, and there is a dead deer on top of his station wagon, ratcheted down to the top of his station wagon, and I thought, oh, that's fake. That's the best Halloween effect I've ever seen. And it was just gross looking. I went over and I looked, and it was like this weird moment. I looked at the deer and was like, that's a real animal. And I was 8 and I just walked
away.
That's
when you remember that you lived in the Maritimes.
I wasn't supposed to go in his garage. He just somehow left it open. Like, that's neat. Yeah. Scary.
Really, yeah, this scary. CD's says that it's horrific Halloween sound effects, which is not true. And also tells me why they are sold for $2 for $3, which is another piece of information that's on the cover.
The scary sounds are the ones where you go to the store and buy it.
So we're going to probably play one or two more tracks. We'll have a quick break at the top of the hour for some news works. And then we'll bring you another half an hour of great tunes. Still have a few things here, and maybe go seek out some more albums to play from today. Go and stay tuned. Give us a call if you feel like it, 6-4-8-5-9-2-5. But don't feel like you have to. Derek's going to make some phone noises now, like he likes to do.
Yep. Just to let you know.
But, you know, radio can still be a past me. You can sit back, relax, enjoy, and hear some great tunes. So keep it locked right here, local 107.3 FM.
Over doing said. Three for the breakdown. Every time you threw my heart around. Oh, and you chew me up and spit me out. Yeah, honey, this is for the breakdown. The way you come and go as you please. Leave me down here begging on my knees. Can't figure out what you've got up your sleeve. But it seems you've got it in for me. You wear me out. Oh, you wear me out. You wear me out. Ooh. Yeah, you wear me out. There was a time when I thought I knew what it really meant to be a fool. But it turns out I didn't have a clue.